Dr. Lee, indicating follow-up progress notification, role in RO, LLI, NS, NARMA, NOR, MA data service 9-3-2023, Fitcher K. Charles Village. Date of birth for this patient is 5-5-1956. Patient seen today in the rehab unit. She said she has a cough and congestion the last few days ago with some blood in sputum. No, there's no blood in the sputum, but she still has a dry cough. She also complaining of right leg above the ankle area redness. She has some irritation from this leg before, but she's getting some more redness in the small area of skin break. No fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Reverse system, no headache, indigenous pulmonary dry cough. Few episodes of blood and sputum, but she has been in anticoagulation and a known pleural effusion before in the left lung and the recent PE. Otherwise, she has no hematuria, no blood in the stool, neuro no syncope, periodic agitation are reported by the staff because she doesn't not very cooperative with the nursing staff, they reported. On examination, patient is awake, alert, reentry time 3, blood pressure 125 over 65, pulse 85, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%. Next up, longevity, chest and tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, abdomen soft, non tender, balsam positive, extremities. Right leg above the ankle area, there is redness, suggestive of some cellulitis with a skin break. And neuro, she is awake, alert, and time 3, cooperative at present when I saw the patient. Assessment number 1, left-sided pleural effusion with a multiple rib fracture previously. And next line, pulmonary embolism. Next line, DVT, left leg. Next line, right leg, cellulitis. Next line, obesity. Next line, anxiety / depression. Next line, hypertension. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Plan of care, I've reviewed all the medication. We'll continue that. I will start her doxycycline, 100 mg POBID for 7 days for cellulitis. I will get chest x-ray for follow-up effusion. Thank you.